Ride along each week as we share proven strategies to strengthen your business, energize your team, and create the business success you've been dreaming about. And now, here's your host, Rich Allen.
Is the rate of your business growth meeting your expectations? Welcome to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up Podcast, where our one and only goal is to help you tune up your business so you can have the long-lasting success and fulfillment that comes from owning a solid, profitable, and sustainable business. Each week, we dive deep into a single topic related to improving your business, improving your team engagement, or improving your relationship with your customers. Today, I want to talk about speed. Not the kind where you get into a fast car and break the speed limit, but the kind where your business grows at a consistently exciting pace. I don't think I've ever met a business owner who didn't want their business to grow. I think most of you have heard the saying, if you're not growing, you're dying. While the saying may be a bit harsh, it oftentimes is the hard, cold truth. Because if your business is not growing, it means that the customers are not coming back to do business with you regularly, and they're not telling their family and friends how much they enjoy doing business with you. When that happens, your business is in deep trouble, and oftentimes, before you know it, you're closing the business down. That's why my question for you this week is the rate of your business growth meeting your expectations? If the answer is yes or beyond my expectations, then congratulations and keep doing what you're doing. Obviously, it's working, and you don't want or need to mess with your growth engine if it's getting you the results you need and want. But if the answer is not really or not even close, then perhaps today's episode may be helpful for you. I'm not going to suggest that I have a specific formula or set of actions that will get you the growth you desire for your business. But I am going to suggest that there are a couple of important things you must have in alignment if you're going to achieve the growth and acceleration you've been looking for. I use the word acceleration because in most cases, business owners need the rate of their growth to increase. It may be that last year your business grew by 10 or 15%, but what would it take for your business to grow by 20 or 25% this year? To achieve this higher level of growth rate, you must accelerate your growth. So what does it take to achieve acceleration? I believe it takes two specific things to be in alignment: your work habits and your goals. Okay, I know that sounds too simple, but stick with me on this and hear me out. Then you can decide if I'm trying to oversimplify a complicated set of activities. Let's start with your work habits. For purposes of accelerating the growth rate of your business, I want to be specific with the work habits I'm referring to. There are four specific work habits that need to be firmly in place. Number one is prospecting. If you're going to increase your growth rate, you've got to establish a habit and routine around prospecting for new customers. Back on January 19th, just 5 weeks ago, my podcast topic was on the four types of leads, where I introduced you to Alex Hormozi and his book, $100 Million Leads. If you missed this episode, you need to go back and listen to it and make it one of your fundamental work habits to maximize the four lead types and establish a consistent and routine practice of prospecting within your business. Number two is learning. No matter what you and your team members know about business today, there's always something yet to learn. Far too often, business owners get lazy and they allow their team members to get lazy as well. If you want to accelerate the growth rate of your business, then you need to make learning a work habit. It's not that difficult to do. In fact, you're listening to this podcast, so you're doing it right now. The question is, are you doing it consistently, and have you made it a requirement for everyone on your team? The goal is not for you to be the only one in your business who's consistently learning something new about how to engage with prospects, how to serve customers, how to improve processes, or how to manage expenses. This should be something that everyone is expected and required to do, especially if you want to accelerate your growth rate. Number three is getting outside advice or guidance. The reality is none of us are good enough at what we do that we couldn't benefit from having someone coach or advise us on how to get better faster. Even the best athletes on the planet have coaches. Every professional golfer has a coach. Why? Because they can't see themselves swing the club. The same thing is true for you and me. You can't see where your swing is off. I can't see how my coaching is being received. Neither one of us really knows what our team members are thinking of our actions and decisions. We, you and I, both need the benefit of an outside set of eyes who will give us the raw, real, and consistent feedback to help us get better. Do you have one? You should. And work habit number four is asset development. Another way to say this is having a work habit of regularly reviewing and checking the tools, systems, processes, and workflows we use in our business to see where we can make improvements or gain efficiencies. These things, tools, systems, processes, and workflows, are all assets of our business. Much like a building or a vehicle, they're all assets. And as the business owner, we must do regular maintenance on these assets to make sure that they're performing at a level that consistently allows for better flow, better communications, better engagement, and better results. So there you have them, the four work habits that need to be firmly in place in your business. Now let's turn our focus to your goals. When I'm thinking about goals for this exercise, I'm specifically thinking of goals that you set for growing your business. It may be your total annual revenue goal for this year. It may be the number of transactions you want to complete this year. It may be the average ticket price of your individual sales this year. It may be the speed of delivery of your services this year. It doesn't matter what goals you pick, but you must set goals that will help you know if you're on track to achieve the acceleration and growth that you want and need. Sadly, far too many business owners don't set goals for their business that relate to growth and rate of growth. For many, it's simply a matter of survival, and they don't even think about their rate of improvement or growth. But if you want and need to accelerate the growth of your business, you must set some goals so the team knows what you expect of them. So let me ask you, do you have growth goals for this year? Are they clear and have you shared them with your team? Does everyone know what they must do in order for you to hit those specific growth goals? Has each team member set their own personal goals that are in alignment with the business goals you've set? These are questions that must be asked in order to ensure everyone's pulling the rope in the same direction with the same objective in mind. Here's the bottom line test. See where you are on this matrix. If you haven't established the four work habits we discussed, and you don't have growth goals for your business, then you're running your business as a hobby. Or if you've set growth goals for your business, but you've not established the four work habits, then you're running your business as an amateur. Or if you've established the four work habits, but you've not set growth goals for your business, then you're running your business as an imposter. Or if you've established the four work habits and you've set growth goals for your business, then you're running your business for acceleration. My sincere hope is that after listening to this podcast, you'll make the commitment to run your business for acceleration. All it takes is for you to establish the work habits of consistently prospecting, learning, getting outside advice, and asset development. And then align these habits with your business growth goals, making sure to share your goals with your team and ask everyone on your team to set their own goals to be in alignment with your business growth goals. So what do you think? Was that too simplistic? Or is this something you could build on in your business to give you the fuel you need to accelerate your growth rate? I hope there's a nugget in here you can grab hold of and use to make your business just a little better this year. If you need any help along the way, don't hesitate to reach out and ask. I'd be glad to help you establish the work habits for you and your team and to set the business growth goals that would energize everyone on your team. Now, before we go, two quick asks. Share this podcast with your fellow business owners. I'm trying to get these free business tips to as many business owners as possible. I want every business owner to be successful, and this is my gift to you and to them. Thanks for passing it along. And lastly, please leave a review on this podcast. The more thumbs up this podcast gets, the more it will be found when someone's stuck or struggling and looking for advice. Your review can help make this happen. Thanks for joining me today. Be sure to tune in next week when we're going to discuss the ideal team player model. You won't want to miss it. Meanwhile, if you have a question, suggestion, or would simply like to connect, shoot me an email at rich@tourtoprofit.com. Now go make it a great week, and whatever you do, ride hard.
Thank you for listening to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. In the meantime, find more resources at tourtoprofit.com and connect with Rich by sending a message to rich@tourtoprofit.com. Until next time, ride hard.